Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and our morning interview guest today is the new Electric Department Director, Brian Bertacci. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
There's your microphone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing really well.
So, Brian, you are taking over for Chris Bruton, who has been in the position for 6.5 years working with the city. When did you arrive in Sitka?
I arrived last Tuesday in Sitka on the ferry. Had an incredible ride on the ferry, getting to see all the small little communities, because I brought my vehicles up with me and took that ferry ride. You know, saw wow. Everything. It was fantastic getting out, even for a couple hours, to be able to get out in all those little communities and walk around and see what's up.
Have you ever lived in a town this small?
Yeah, actually I did. I grew up in California, born and raised in California, of course, but I spent a lot of my summers in a little town called Wishick, North Dakota, right on the border between North and South Dakota, with a very small little town.
Wow, so you're not new to living and perhaps working in a place of 9,000 people.
No, not at all.
So, Brian, when did you begin your position officially?
I began my position officially on Monday morning, but actually things started, of course, Sunday night when the, you know, oil spill happened here in Sitka. So,
okay,
I happened to be walking around out in Totem Park, and happened to walk over across to Jarvis Street and kind of saw the beginning of things taking place on the, you know, oil spill and all the folks getting together to try and resolve that.
I bet you've never started a job like that. Wow. No,
it's been an interesting couple first days in Sitka for me. You're absolutely right.
I bet. Let's talk about that. But for now, I just want to ask you, there's so much to talk about. In regards to the position as a whole, I'm wondering what you are looking forward to with this new position and what you think also some of the challenges are that come with managing this particular electric department. But first, what are you looking forward to?
Sure. God, that's a wide open question. I guess, you know, born and raised in California, got a degree in electrical engineering. I'm also a certified mechanical engineer, a PE in mechanical, and I got an MBA, but all that's paper. But I really just love being able to do all the things that make up that job, because to do a good job being a leader for that utility, you have to be able to do all those little things. You've got to understand the financial issues, the technical issues, the people issues, the regulatory issues, and being able to do all those things, it's really fun. It's a blast being able to do all those bits and pieces.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that are going to be new and interesting challenges for you in this position that you kind of foresee?
Yeah, I think the community should realize that, you know, after being in this industry for my whole career, there's so many communities struggling with the renewable issues, right? Wanting more renewables or cleaner energy. And I think Sitka should realize how fortunate it is to have the amount of hydro that it does, and the quality of the hydro generation that they have is just fantastic. I think, and I know in relative terms, it's always a struggle to look at cost, but relative to the rest of the country and everywhere else, what they've been able to do here, the community with their energy sources and the cost they're paying for all this, is actually really, really good. And of course, we'll be very conscientious at the utility to try and keep those costs down. But I think the public should just be aware. You know, in California, when you look at the way they're struggling to get renewables, a lot of it is photovoltaic, PV, right?
But what is photovoltaic?
That's the solar, right? The solar, right? Uh-huh. And a lot of that, though, is only available about 33% of the time. You know, and that's always a problem. Same thing with the wind. It's only available for a certain percentage of the time. So part of the reason their costs are so high is when you've got to have people want their power 24 hours a day. So you have to have sources that can provide it 24 hours a day. Your hydro is here 24 hours a day in Sitka. In California, they've got the solar for the hottest part of the day. They've got wind kind of in the morning and the evenings. And then they've got to fill it in the rest of the time with something else. Right now, that's still gas-fired generation in California. They're looking at batteries to be able to help, you know, offset that. But all that, as you can imagine, gets very costly, because instead of having one source, you're paying full price effectively for solar, and then you're paying a big price for the wind, and then a big price for the gas-fired, and now batteries. So that's why their costs are so high compared to Sitka.
That's really interesting. Having grown up in Connecticut, our energy landscape is very different. Alaska's is very different. And it sounds like from reading your biography, so Brian has worked in leadership positions within a lot of different energy organizations that are pretty complex. You worked at Northern California Power Agency, Pacific Gas and Electric, which has over 100 reservoirs and 68 hydropower plants. We have one. And Calpine, where you worked for 15 years with over 32 operating power plants. So these are very large enterprises. And how does that compare to coming to a place like Sitka, not just a community that's small, but an energy operation that is small?
That's a great question, but all the problems and the complexities are all the same. It's just a scaling factor, right? Instead of having, 32 different power plants that I'm responsible for, it's a smaller number, here in Sitka. But all the technical problems are very similar. All the people problems are very similar. All the regulatory problems are very similar. And I think it's good for the community. I think I've seen a lot of different things in my career, not just, of course, in California, but I worked all over the world. I worked in, upstate New York for General Electric for years, too. So I've worked for the manufacturers of the turbines. I've worked for NCPA, which is a large muni with 20 muni members, some of them very small, just like Sitka. So we had 20 members. We had BART as a member, Bay Area Rapid Transit, East Bay MUD. So the best practices and all that are a benefit that I can bring to managing the utility at Sitka. Mm. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah. And the last big question I want to ask you before talking about the diesel spill is about energy in Alaska. So the exploratory drilling is happening in the Arctic. Sure. By Shell, while critics are saying we need to stop doing the drilling, we need to find sources for renewable energy. Where does Sitka fit into that discussion, the statewide discussion? Do you see Sitka as a pioneer, or do you see Sitka as some place that's doing its own, finding its own energy solutions? I know you're very new to the job, but I'm just wondering what you think of Sitka's, where it is situated in that whole conversation.
Sitka in some ways is unique because the fact that you have such a quality, hydro system in Sitka to provide the needs of the community is really unusual. And some other communities in Alaska, of course, do too. But the potential maybe for more hydro in Alaska and to be able to interconnect some of the communities to get some of the smaller communities off diesel, where they're burning diesel to be able to provide their energy and using some of the, there's some concepts on that, I understand. There's a few reports that have been written and people looking at how to interconnect the communities, maybe build additional hydro in different locations that would service those communities. And of course, that would severely reduce the cost to those communities for their energy. And also eventually, if you can interconnect all these facilities, the nice thing about that is right now, as everyone knows, we're our own grid. So we can't lean on anybody else when we have an outage. When we have an outage, it's all on us as a community and the electric utility. So when you're able to interconnect the grids, when you have a failure, you're able to what's called lean on or take capacity back and forth across those transmission lines to run through that outage so you have chance to go repair your facilities instead of losing power. So we can have opportunity to increase reliability, have cleaner energy for everybody, I think, if we look the right way into the future.
Okay. And you've spent, it sounds like since Sunday night, a lot of your time at what used to be the primary energy source in Sitka, which was that diesel power station, powerhouse. So do you have any updates to share about the diesel spill? It was 7,000 gallons estimated. Now it's 2,500 gallons estimated, a lot of which has been cleaned up. And last I heard, the Coast Guard was hoping the rain would kind of take away the rest. But do you have any updates to share?
I participated in most of all the meetings since, Sunday evening, with the incident command. And those numbers reported are accurate. I've seen those numbers and looked at the numbers myself. I think what really impressed me out of all this, again, I've just been here for a few days, but watching this community just join together to resolve all these problems. I mean, I started Sunday night getting involved, but after Sunday and Monday with the oil spill, and then moving forward with all this really 50-year rain event that just occurred.
Were you out at the landslide?
Yeah, I've been, of course, in my job just looking at all these issues watching the folks in the electric utility, fantastic group of people, watching them respond and do everything they had to do to try and keep people safe, but get everything back in service is fantastic. But then the community as a whole, it was a difficult event for everybody. But for me, I got a chance to meet everybody from fire, from Forest Service, and watch them interacting together to solve all these problems. They didn't let anything stop them from getting things resolved. So the community should be proud of what's going on out there every day, 24 hours a day.
What struck you in particular about the response that you had never seen before, or that hearkened to some other experience you've had, just SICA's response to the landslides and the search and rescue that's going on?
I think how calm and comfortable people are working together to resolve these issues. I think I didn't, just over and over you see people just responding in the most positive way to the most great adversity that's out there and everything that's going on. And people just thinking about people's safety and at the same time trying to do the smartest, most rational thing to resolve what's right in front of them. So SITCA should be proud of that.
Brian Bertacci is the new electric department director. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.
And welcome to SICA.
Thanks.